Hi, my name is Theoni, and I'm a mother, a birth keeper, a teacher, a body worker, a doula, and so much more.
Hi, I'm Deborah, and I am a mother, a humanitarian worker, and a student doula, and I'm very passionate about storytelling and about everything that has to do with birth and motherhood.
I am a woman's mentor because there's so many things that I do and bring together for women on their journey from being pregnant to becoming mothers and all the life transitions that women go through. So in this podcast, we are going to bring together women who share their journeys into motherhood with us.
And we want women to share the journey, the doubts, the fears, what they've learned along the way, and their memories.
Each woman is unique and has a story to tell. We hope that you love the stories as much as we do. Our goal is to inspire, to inform, and to empower.
Welcome to the Becoming Mother podcast.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Theoni.
And I'm Deborah.
And we are here today to chat about why we decided to do this podcast together and when we decided.
Yeah, first of all, how did we meet? So I was looking, when I was pregnant, I was looking for a hypnobirthing course in South Africa. And I found Theoni pamphlet at a maternity clinic. And I contacted Theoni and I said I would be super interested to follow your course. And that's how we started chatting. And I really loved the hypnobirthing course. And then after that, I felt very inspired and I asked Theoni to be my doula. And so Theoni was, you were here when I had my baby. and that everything started like that.
I remember you and your partner, Marcus, being on the course. And of course, it was supposed to be an in-person class, but with the current climate of what was happening in the world, of course, we put the course online. And I just remember, you know, you and your partner, Marcus, and teaching you and the other four couples and just feeling how I really felt like there's a connection. There's definitely a connection. And when you said to me, I'd really like you to be my doula, I was like, yes, I would love to be there. I would love to be there with you.
Yeah, and it's funny how sometimes like you meet somebody and then you realize that, you know, you have so many interests in common and then suddenly it clicks. And so that was this moment when we, you said the word podcast, you asked me to come and speak at one of your hypnobirthing class at your house. And I came with Marcus and we talked about our birth story. And then you looked at us. You had a moment, I remember, and you said, I need to interview you guys and do a podcast. Yes, this is what we are going to do.
Yeah, I remember that moment. I remember exactly where you were sitting. And I remember looking at you and it's just almost like that aha moment of like, we've got to do this. Like, we've got to do this. And because I then voiced it to you, you were like, yes, we are going to. And so many times in our lives, and I'm sure we've all experienced this, is that we go, oh, that's a good idea. Oh, yes, let's do that. And that's now, you know, more than 6 months ago that we had that aha moment and that like, actually, yes, this is something we want to do. And here we are doing our first recording.
Yeah. So Theoni, why did you want to do a podcast?
I feel like a podcast is a lovely way for people to be able to listen to birth stories and to have access to them, and especially positive, inspiring, and empowering stories. Obviously, that's what I do. I've been doing that for 27 years. And when people come and do my hypnobirthing course or if they join a yoga class, they get to hear those stories. But not everybody does my classes and my courses, and I wanted to reach more people. That's kind of my mission in life, is to make a difference to as many women as I can, to inspire, uplift, and empower them in their journeys. So for me, doing a podcast, I felt like I really want to do it. But with all the things that I do, because I do many things, because I'm multi-talented like that, and I love to do different things. You know, when you said to me, I'll do it with you, I was like, yes, I would love to do it with someone. And because of our beautiful connection, I was like, actually, I would love to do this with you. And so, yeah, that's how we find ourselves here. And for you, Deborah, why did you want to do the podcast?
Yeah, it's funny because when I was pregnant, I had a lot of insomnia. And during those insomnia, I would just listen to podcasts because I didn't want to disturb my husband. So I would, you know, stay in the dark. I was like, what am I going to do in the dark and I can't sleep? So I would just listen to podcasts, and I listened to so many different podcasts. And while I was pregnant, what really inspired me and touched me was to listen to birth stories. And it was a French podcast. And I listened, I think, to almost all the episodes because I had a lot of insomnia. And I just loved it because it was the best preparation ever, because there were so many different stories out there. Each woman has her own story. There were, yeah, so many scenarios. Everything can happen at birth, right? So I felt that it was one of the best preparation I could have had, because listening to all these women and understand that anything can happen, and that you have, you know, somehow little control on how birth can go. I thought, you know, this is really touching and so beautiful that women can share these stories, and so special because it's such an intimate moment in a woman's life. And because of the connection that we have, I thought it would be really beautiful to put this together and combine, you know, everything that you do to support women into their motherhood with my experience in storytelling, to put this beautiful podcast together, to share information, especially because I felt that in South Africa, we can talk about it more when I will tell my story, but I felt that in South Africa, often women think that they don't really have a choice about how they give birth. And that's so not true. I think when you get the information right, you meet the right people, you can have a birth plan and you can get the right support with you, and you can have a say in your birth story and how things go. And that's why I thought it would be super interesting to get different stories from different women, to show that there are as many stories as there are women, and that it doesn't have to be one way, you know, and that the way that's imposed to you.
Absolutely. And I think that's really what we're wanting to cover in this podcast journey, is all the different stories, the unique stories, how they unfold. You know, I've lost count. I know it's bad of me, but I've lost count of how many births I've been at. But of all the births I've been, you know, I remember little bits from births, like little, and I was like, oh, that's the birth when, and I remember little bits from each birth. But every single birth has been different. And people are like, how can that be? And it's really, every single birth is different. There might be some similarities, but it's always completely different, because each woman brings her own self, and each woman is completely different, because we've got our own stories, our own journeys, and not only of how did we become pregnant, did we decide to become a mother, was it a surprise or not, did we battle to get pregnant, not only all of that story, and then the actual pregnancy and the actual birth, but also her story before she got pregnant, because she was she is that person as well as who she is now. And it's to bring all of that in her story.
So in this podcast, we will interview some women that we've met and that we think you will be interested to hear their stories. So we'll just have a discussion with them for them to share their journeys and tell us more about how they're experiencing motherhood and how their birth was.
So in this podcast, we're going to interview many different women, women that have possibly had a breech birth, because that's quite unusual in the world, in a lot of places, especially South Africa. We'll interview women who've had a VBAC, which is a vaginal birth after cesarean. We'll have women who've had natural birth, water birth without any pain medication, women who've had surprise cesareans, not planned a cesarean, but ended up with a cesarean section, and all different kinds of stories. And of course, if there are stories that you feel you would like to know more about, you're welcome to reach out to us and we can put that together.
On this podcast, we hope we can demystify the fact that a lot of women think that giving birth is scary. I was really surprised when I was speaking with my friends that all of them said, "Oh, I'm really terrified of giving birth." And I think, you know, in the movies, we make it this big thing where the woman is screaming and it's a, you know, it's a big drama and it's stressful and you go to the emergency room. And I think what we want to tell here is that there's nothing more natural than giving birth. And it doesn't have to be scary. It doesn't have to be in a hospital setting. And there are many, many ways of giving birth and of becoming a mother.
Yes, you know, Deborah, a lot of what I teach and a lot of the clients that I come, that come to me for courses, for my embodied hypnobirthing course, a lot of them say, you know, I'm really scared or I'm fearful of the pain or I'm worried about this in particular. And as you say, you know, the movies, that is why it is in the movies. And there's not one movie that I've seen, you know, that's made by Hollywood that actually depicts birth as it really is, because they like to over-dramatize it because that's unfortunately what sells. And actually what I love to teach and what I love to show women, and I'm hoping to do that in this podcast, with this podcast, is that if we had to go back hundreds and hundreds of years and realize that our bodies know what they need to do. If we are given the right circumstances, the right support, we feel loved and the hormones can work the way they're supposed to work, that birth actually unfolds, like in your birth, which we will talk about in one of the next episodes. But we really want to show women that it can be done. And you know, when women come and do my course and they go, "But what happens if I need that epidural?" And I say, you know what? 99.9% of the women that do my course have no pain relief. And they go like, "What? Are you really?" And I'm like, "Yes, because when you know how your body works and you've got tools and you feel empowered, there's no reason why you shouldn't do it that way." So it's about putting all those things in place, which we'll cover as we go along.
We want to empower women so that they trust themselves and that they learn that they already know the answer within themselves. And by sharing all these stories is to provide all the information and all the advice and support that they might need to know that the answer is within them. So if you are interested, please tune in on your favorite podcast platform and listen up to all these inspiring, moving stories. Thank you for listening to the Becoming Mother podcast. We hope you felt inspired, touched, and that you learned something.
Feel free to share the love and share this episode with your sisters, your mothers, and your friends.